we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. We pray that you are having a wonderful, wonderful day. And I know that I plan on having a wonderful day as well. So there's been just a lot of fluctuations in the weather of late. And so if you have noticed that your air conditioning or your heater need some attention, I want to encourage you, no matter where you are in the county, to contact Wyrick Air Heat and Electrical, 632-9538, 632-9538, and they can get you up and running, back in business. And, you know, that way, if there's a cold snap that comes through, they can keep you warm. If it goes like it did here a week or so ago, to where you almost have to turn the heat on and then you're at 80 to 84 degrees again. You need your AC to work. They can get you fixed up. So give them a call, 632-9538. Do want to let you know that this week there is no vintage service on Wednesday, February the 10th, not this week or next week. And so I'm away with my wife, and so we're taking this time to celebrate some more family events with our family. And we are it's tough to be in two places, especially when those places are 1,100 or 1,200 miles apart. So we will have our kids ministry on Wednesday night. Our new youth and children's ministers are in from Ohio, the Butlers, and so we are very excited about what God is doing. We are believing God for great things in the days to come. So those are coming up. This coming Sunday, Tim Garrison, our missionary to Fiji, he is going to be ministering the Word of God. And so we're excited about what he's going to be sharing. And also, I wanted to let you know that our annual missions convention is coming up on Sunday, February the 21st. Dr. Gary Kellner will be sharing with us in that service in the morning. And then we have our banquet Sunday night. Last year, we almost gave $70,000 to missions. We missed it by $441. Actually, it was over that if you counted some other accounts. But as far as what we had that came through our church records directly, it was right almost $70,000. So, we're believing that God is going to move upon people's hearts and see what we are able to give in 2016. So be praying with us about that. If you'd like to come out and be a part of that great event, you're more than welcome to. The only thing we ask you is for the Sunday night, if you would contact our church office at 454-4263 to let us know that you are coming. That way we can make sure that we have food there for everybody. And it's good food. We're not going to treat you badly. It is a great event, and we encourage you to come and be a part of that. So let's get back into the Word of God. I want to take you to Romans today. Romans chapter 4, verse number 1. We're talking about this culture of faith that Abraham created. And then it says in chapter 4, verse 1, "What then shall we say that Abraham, our father, has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt." So we talked a bit about this yesterday, that Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And so he began to create a culture of faith because he simply believed what God said. He believed what God said. We live in a society right now who the only thing I can say is they've got their value system all inverted and convoluted and inside out, you know, where they believe everything that the devil has to say without any qualifications, any verification, any credentialing whatsoever. And yet when God speaks, there is complete and utter disregard and, well, there's no proof of that and all of that. Listen, you have to believe what God says before you can create a culture of faith. Whoever you put your faith in, whoever you believe, that is what you are going to build your life around. If you believe that finances are going to be the end all, then that's what you're going to build your life around. If you're driven by education, you are going to build that. What do you believe? On this Tuesday, what is it that you believe? Because I want you to know that I'm believing not just for the here and the now, I'm believing for eternity. There's only been one person who, without assistance, was raised from the dead, and that was Jesus Christ. He said, you know, there's this widow over here whose only son had died, and he raised her up, and then Lazarus was raised from the dead. There were people that were on death's door, and he healed them. And then, you know, as Carmen says in the song he sang from back in the 80s, and now Jesus is only going to need 3 days to be raised from the dead. I want you to know that you need to believe in something. You need to believe in someone. And for me, I believe God. Abraham believed God when there was nothing to support the evidence. Remember, he had come from a polytheistic society, a society where there were many gods, and now he is following Jehovah. He is following Yahweh. He is following the one true God. He believes him when he makes a promise to him. When he says, I'm going to take you from obscurity, I'm going to take you from no hope, and I'm going to create a legacy through you that are going to be more numerous than the stars in the sky. And Abraham said, I believe you. I believe you. And so there's a progression where we believe what God says. And then I want to take you over this morning to John chapter 14. We're going to go over some of these passages. I was up early this morning and was preparing for this radio broadcast. He says in John chapter 14, the Gospel of John, verse number 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from now on you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe in me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. And so Jesus says here that when we believe God, that our hearts do not have to be troubled. Today, no matter what you are facing, I want to remind you that you have authority over what troubles you, disturbs you, or what doesn't. You do not have to be subject to the anxiety and the fear that the enemy would try and bring your way. Instead, I want your heart to rest assured. I want you to have the assurance of knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And so Jesus is talking to the disciples here, and he says, you believe in God. Okay, so this is slightly different than believing God, believing what God says. Now you believe in God. My heart can be troubled if I have a lack of confidence in myself. If I believe in me, I know that, you know, I may not succeed. I may not fail. Failure is a possibility. And so along with that, I want to say this. Don't be afraid to step out and try things that you've never done before. A lot of times people do not do that because they're afraid of failure. Sometimes they don't do it because they're afraid of pain. I tell you about that from personal experience. My dad, when we were kids, he took us to a work conference that he was headed to, and the hotel had a 10 meter diving board. I think is either 10 meter or 14 feet. It was a very tall diving platform was what it was. And I said, man, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to jump off of that. And I climbed up there and I looked down there and I said, man, I'm going to climb down this ladder. Because I got up there and it's like, I don't think I want to jump off of this. I think that looks like that's a little bit high for this scrawny little kid to jump off of. And so I climbed back down. I didn't step out and do it because I was afraid of the consequences. And so, believe God, but also believe in him. I don't want you to have faith in yourself today. I want you to have faith in God. Believe in him, believe in his wisdom, believe in his salvation, believe in his ability to heal, believe in his ability to create. Believe in his ability to order your steps. Believe in his ability to direct your thoughts and your life. Believe in his strength. Believe in his ability to defend you and to fight your battles for you. Believe in God. And when you put your faith in God, you are going to find that anxiety and fear are not going to find a resting place in your heart, and you will end up with a great deal of confidence in God. So Jesus says, believe in God, believe also in me. And he goes on and he describes the very, very complex relationship that there is between God the Father and God the Son, that no one comes to the Father but through Jesus Christ. If you had known me, Jesus said, you would have known my Father. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. And in verse number 10, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? I heard a cute story the other day about a child and parent. And, you know, I've shared this story a couple of times. So if I shared it before, you know, I'm sorry about that. Those things happen. I think politicians have used the same stories here of late on their campaign stops. But, you know, that this mother is having a conversation with her child, and she describes how God is bigger than everything. And the child says, well, if he's bigger than everything, and yet he lives inside of us, right? And she said, yes. And he said, well, shouldn't he leak out some? Shouldn't there be something of God that leaks out of us, that it should be more than we can contain? Do you believe in God today, that he is dwelling in you in all of his richness and all of his fullness, that when he came into your life, his entire entourage, all of his blessings came with him? And when you do that, when you believe in him, when you believe in Jesus and what he has to say and who he is and what he has done and what he is doing and what he is going to do, you will find that you will not be experiencing the anxiety and the fear. So Jesus said, that in verse number 2, he said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." And so right now, that is what Jesus is doing. He is preparing a place for you. He is interceding at the right hand of the Father. And I will tell you that the place that he has prepared is better than any place that you have ever seen or could have ever prepared for yourself. So rest assured that he is making all of the necessary preparations. He's not going to come back prematurely. He could speak it into existence, but instantaneously. But I rest assured that he does all things well. There's an old story about a man who had worked for a building contractor for a long, long time, and the contractor had made a lot of money. And this guy had made a pretty decent living, but he finally decided that it was time for him to call it quits. So the general contractor said, "Well, would you do me a favor? Would you build me just one more house?" And he said, you can put whatever materials you want into it. You know how we build houses." And this guy said, it's not really been to my benefit that much to build all of these guys' houses the way that he's told me to. And this time I'm going to take it a little bit easier, not as put as much effort in it. Use inferior materials." And when he got done, the owner handed him the keys and he said, "Thank you for all of your years of faithful service. And here, this is your house." And at that point in time, the man regretted all of the corners he had cut and the inferior materials that he had used. And it also spoke badly about his understanding of the nature that is the nature of appreciation that the owner had for his efforts. And I want you to know, God is not taking advantage of you. He's not taking advantage of me. He is setting us up for the best eternity that we could ever have. He is preparing heaven for us. Can you imagine? The thing that makes heaven heaven is God. God being on the throne, Jesus being on the throne. And he has said, "Wait a minute, I'm customizing heaven for your arrival." And so I really trust today that you will believe in God, that you will create a culture of faith, that you will believe what God says, believe what the Word of God says. We're going to have a real heavy emphasis at Merit Assembly of God this year on the Word of God. We are going to believe what God says. When the evidence supports what God says, we are going to believe what God says. When the evidence causes what God says to be in question, we are going to believe what God says. We are going to believe that God is for us and not against us. We are going to believe that he is going to multiply greatly the church. That's what we are believing for. And so I want you to know he is preparing that for you. He says, "Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves." A week and a half ago at our Sunday service, there were a couple of testimonies and that had come through. One of a person who had been diagnosed with a side effect to a surgical procedure, and had that there's not really a cure for that, and wrote on our prayer card and turned it in and says, thank God, after much prayer here at Merit Assembly of God, I am no longer battling that condition. And that's a wonderful thing. We also had a praise report of a person that God had spoken a name and a heart condition, and another person knew a man by that name and that condition, and testified that his heart was now healthy and recovering. So we were celebrating those, and celebrate people giving their life to Jesus, and that is what we are really desirous to see come to pass at Merit Assembly of God. We're not just trying to create a nice building so it'll be easy on people's eyes and easy on their ears and easy on their backside when they're sitting there. We're trying to create a culture of faith where people step out, obey God, what God calls them to do, and empower that he empowers them to accomplish. And so thank God for the works. Thank God that he is still active. And so I just want to encourage you today, believe God because he is a miracle worker. Believe in him because he is. Believe in him because of the things that he says and what he stands for, his very nature. Believe in him for the works that he accomplishes. So let me take you back a few chapters into John chapter 6. John chapter 6 and verse number 26. Jesus answered them and said, most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him. Then they said to him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. Believe in him whom he sent. So faith is very, very important. And we need to create a culture of faith. And that may look a lot like work. You know, especially guys, we like to be fully engaged in the process. We like to do things. But here Jesus says the work, you know, you want to talk about the work that you need to do. That was their question. What shall we do that we may work the works of God? And he said, you have to believe in the one that he sent. You know, they do call the ministry of the church the works of the ministry. And the works of the ministry are not for the pastor and the teacher and the apostle and the evangelist and all of those things all exclusively. Instead, it is all of those offices are dispatched with the purpose of preparing everybody in the church, in the body of Christ, to do the works of the ministry. I'm going to let you in on, you know, perhaps how do I want to say it? Maybe a not a widely understood principle, and that is you are capable of being used by God. Not just the pastor, not just the Sunday school teacher, not just the missionaries and the apostles and the evangelists. You are called by God to do great and mighty things. And so I want to ask you, do you believe in God? Do you believe him when he says that he has prepared things for you to do from the very foundation of the world? Do you believe in him enough that he can transform you and utilize you, remake you if necessary, empower you by his Spirit, empower you with his wisdom and his creative abilities to bring about the things that he customized for you to do? Now, my daughter here, a couple of weeks ago, She sent a picture of a drawing that she had done for a friend of hers. Now, I want you to know, nobody asked me to do a drawing for them, because there is nothing inside of me that has that kind of artistic ability. But she did it, and it was absolutely beautiful. That was something she could do that I cannot do. And you are engaged with people in this community that I am not. You know people throughout this county that you have the opportunity to operate with the power and the wisdom of God to see great and mighty things done in your life. You say, there is no evidence of that right now. There is no evidence to support that God could use me. I want you to know, you find yourself in exactly the same position that Abraham did, where God made him a promise about the number of people that were going to be influenced by him. And there was no evidence to support it. And Abraham said, I believe you. I believe you. Can I encourage you today that you would just cry out to God and say, God, I believe you. I believe what your word says. I believe that I am who you say that I am. I don't believe I am the person that the devil told me I was. I don't believe that I'm limited or restricted by what other people said that I am. I believe you, and I believe in you. I believe in you. I don't just believe the words that you say. I believe what you are able to accomplish, and I believe in the ability of Jesus Christ, who he is, that he can make me into whatever he needs to make me. He says, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. They had no idea what that meant. I tell you what, that would be a pretty good goal. I may not believe that I could do it, but I believe in the power of God that he can. I'm not on this radio program because I believe that I could do it. I just believe that God had opened a door and said, you know what? I think I can speak to some people in the county through you. And I believe in him. So let's close in prayer today, shall we? Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you today that we can believe you. We can believe in you. Lord, today I pray that we would put more stock in what you say than what our society says. Lord, what you call holy is holy. What you call sin is sin. What you can empower us to do, you will empower us to do it. May we believe you. May we believe in your ability. And may we believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you. Go and do great things for God today. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.